Okay, so today, this week, Rosh Hashem should hopefully be a regular Monday, Wednesday. It was suggested that next week to do Monday, Tuesday instead of Monday, Wednesday. Do people like that idea? This way, Wednesday, you know, closer to Pesach. I think it's a good idea, no?
Yeah.
So we'll confirm it on Wednesday, but I think here's a show. Okay. Today we're continuing in Pasuk Chalav. Talk about the four chumras of the Ramah. In the beginning of the Pasuk Chalav, the Ramah has four chumras. And Pei Zayin. So we'll go through each of the four chumras and what they're based on and why are they a chumra and not just an ikar din. So page 6 is where the Ramah appears. Page Zayin. So it says, Yesh Omrim Dosu Lachto Ha'esh Tachas HaGedera Shal Goy. Say you have a goy in your house and he has a pot that he uses for his own stuff. And you're in the kitchen there. So very often you take a stick and you stoke the coals under your own stuff. So once you're there already, you might stoke the coals under his stuff to facilitate his cooking. So he says, Yesh omrim da'osu lakto ha'esh tachas ha'gedera shel goy. Why? Because sometimes there's basar in his pot, sometimes there's chalav in his pot, so he could be cooking basar, but there could be a bliya of chalav from before the ben yomo, and he could be. He could be cooking basar, so then you'd be violating the issur of cooking basar b'chalav. And let's see what the source of this halacha is. And why is it just a chumra? Maybe that should be mikar adin. So, if you look at the Shilta Giborim, on page 1. So it says, Shuvas Ravenu Baruch Sha'otu Levashal Basa Sha'otu Levashal Basa Asur B'beis HaYisrael B'gedeir Shal Ovei Kachavim Shem Yichata Yisrael B'gekol Takteha. So he says you can't cook meat in the Jewish home with a goyish pot. Shem Yichata Yisrael B'Gecholim, because Yisrael might stoke the pot, the coals. Shem Bishol B'Gecholim Basar B'Cholov, because maybe the goy used it for Basar B'Cholov. Or Bisha Basar B'Cholav Levado. Or maybe he used it for Basar alone or Cholav alone. And now you're putting basa there, chalav there, v'chituya over al loaf savasha. Vaya matzrich l'shivcha hayosheves. Bishus Yisrael Shnei Kederos. So there should be two separate pots, Achas Shal Cholav, Achas Shal Basar. So we're afraid if you use the pot of the guy, so maybe he'll be ending up stoking the coals underneath, and you'll violate Basar B'Cholav, Bishul Basar B'Cholav. And the Shach quotes it. He says on page 6, Sifkat Yud Kes, there's a Mordechai Shom. So it's only a chumra ba'alma. So let's try to understand what this means. So if you look in the page 9, the Alchem Reforshim, he quotes of Imre Baruch. Ooh. Baruch Tum of Frankel. In other words, the fact that he's saying you need two different pots, that's a chumrah. So the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva on page 10 says, "Mashkosav alosav b'ma, shekosav aplesi, mashkosav ramah, vachtos eish, takas kederes nochri meino el chumah ba'alma, lo yadati manis laptu b'zeh, echem shal lomah sheyeh osu midina, ike kam sveikas, im bishal cholav me'olam." There were two. But, you know, it's only a chashash. Maybe the guy never used it for milk. Only who ben yoma, and maybe it's not ben yoma. In Lake Ashish, if you mind nothing, I forgot the Shir, Bittel, Yisur, Besharim, Kol, Kederim, Kol, Mokum, Nesuchito, and Bittam, Zayinu, El, Chumra. But Alma. So you have all these fakers. It's only a chashash upon a chashash upon a chashash. And take a look. It doesn't apply, but I mean it does. But because we're chashish that it's ben yoma, but who says maybe it's eina ben yoma? And look at the Aruch HaShulchan number page 12. He says and Lamed Aleph, he says, "Atam deina rechumus ba'alma v'dinner rishon lachto tachas akdei rishon lemi yishlom v'shnei tovim." Who shame dein bishul acham bishul b'vosav v'cholov? Because even if there was b'vosav v'cholov cooked, but it was cooked already, so now you're cooking b'vosav v'cholov again. So it's a bishul acham bishul b'vosav v'cholov, right? But if you have bishul b'cholov, if you have something that was already b'vosav v'cholov, but now you cook it a second time. So, ein bishul achar bishul, because bishul basa b'chol means you're creating the basa b'cholof. If the basa b'cholof is created already, so ein bishul achar bishul.
Isn't that
the
problem that there's a
problem? Oshatavu b'shem da basa b'cholof abalu b'kli, oshayach b'zeh bishul, they said that bishul. In other words, to cook meat in a milchit pot is not really, even if it's a ben yomo, is not really bishul basa b'chol, because that's not derech bishul b'chol. Derech bishul is to cook milk and meat together. But tam, milk with meat, that's not derech bishul b'chol. So, yeah, so these are different svaras, why it's only a chumrah to have the goyish shapat in the Jew's home, and if you use the Goyish Shapat, because Shem Yichata Yisrael. So you shouldn't have a Goy cooking in your house, because Shem Yichata Yisrael. So it's a chumra. Because who says he cooked Basam Cholov? Who says it's Ben Yoma? And all these things.
Why is it not there official?
Because derech bishul, when you want to cook something, you cook be'ens. You cook a potato with rice and this, you cook it together. But if you cook something in a pot, because you want to cook it together with the blias of the pot, that's not derech bishul. Derech bishul is the be'en with the be'en.
Here it's not, here
is we're saying, well, maybe the guy used it for cholov, and now you're cooking basar in it. So now if you're going to stoke it, you're being mevashel basa b'cholov, but yeah.
So it's more than a cook in a ben yomo basa b'cholov pot. It's more than a cook.
Meager did. It's not considered. If a guy cooked basa b'cholov an hour ago, and now you're cooking something. Not that you're not eating it, because it's straight. But you're cooking. You're helping the guy cook. You're not eating it, it's straight. But do you violate Bishul Basam Cholov? So maybe not, because it was already together from before. Then there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, page 7. He says, "Second law culturally, I ate him chavi levasho. Last palach to the eight." In other words, when you're you're not having to cook basa b'cholov, you're only stoking the coals to help the cooking, but not the cooking of what was balua. In other words, even if you forget the svarvei derech bishul b'kach, it's a dom sheinu miskaven. Ah, you tell me it's a p'sik reishin. It's only a p'sik reishin l'sha over. Right, a suffix secretial solver. Mean, right? What is it? In other words, what does that mean? It means like this: the two types of secretion. The normal type of secretion means I'm going to schlep a chair in the field, and I'm not mechaving to make a furrow because I just want the chair next to me. Somebody wants to sit down next to me, I drag the chair over. So if the earth is hard enough that it's not necessarily a psikration, then it's going to make a furrow, so then it's mutter, because it's not a psikration. is Dov Shenim Skavi. But if it definitely is going to happen, then it's a secretion. So I'm going to make the... So it depends what's going to happen in the future. But then there's what's called a psikreshe l'sha'ova. So the tar case of the zvuvim. So you have a box. And the box has holes in the box. Right? And you want to cover up the box. You want to learn. And you want to use the box as a shtender. So you put it, cover it up and then put your sefer on top of the box. So, good. Now, there might be bees in the box. And if you cover up the box with the bees, you're taught. But on the other hand, but there might not be bees there at all. So if there are bees there, then it's definitely a psikration. If there are no bees there, then it's nothing. But it's a suffix, what is the reality? What is l'sha'avar? In other words, the bees get there in the past. So if they got there in the past, then for sure, it's a psikration. But the question is, the suffix is not a suffix whether I'm going to cause it. The only suffix is based on the reality of the past. So is that called a psikration or not? Maybe that's worse. Maybe that's because if it's definitely there, it's definitely happening. So do we say the concept of psikreshe is only, whether it's not a psikreshe, is the suffix is only lahabah, but the suffix l'sha'avar is definitely usher.
So
the whole concept of psikreshe is that it's a vade, or else it's not a psikreshe. But if the suffix is not a psikreshe, but maybe that suffix is only a suffix lahabah, what's gonna be the mitzvah when I do it? So the question over here is that, so if you hold that a suffix psikreshe l'sha'avar is considered a psikreshe because the suffix, so then it's going to be usher. So that's what he says. Tashli ha'enu mechavi levashel lachlach tov ve'esh psikreshe l'havi d'shem lo bishel anochim t'era. Maybe he never cooked basar. Tzarech lo v'davki v'sofik l'habo. Shem lo yinasa came b'ma'asa shalom. K'mo gor kisi v'safsal. Ha'am sofik sh'b'girosho. V'yasa guba. Ha'am sofik de'ovar. You know, so that's called a sofik secretion l'sha'ovar. So that's not called a sofik. Because if it's there, then it's a vadai. You just don't know the metzias. So Vimela, that's how he answered the kasha. You know, why is it, isn't it a suffix? So the answer is the suffix is about the past. The suffix about the past is not called a suffix. But then he says in the bottom arrow, he says, L'dasa taz, shekosu shal l'dasa tur, b'noel ha-teva, v'suffix im yeshu zvuvim, d'muta l'noelo, d'avi d'ovi shenim skavim, av d'avi suffix psikration, v'kom mokum dimma ein sham zvuvim, v'avi suffix psikration. So if you hold like the Taz, that a suffix l'sha'avar is also called a suffix, so then the same thing over here. I don't know whether there's basa b'cholov there. So, but if there is, it's definitely going to be bishul. So according to that, then it would be a problem. That you can't stoke the coals because maybe there was Basa Mechalov in there from before, even though you don't care about the Basa Mechalov. He's cooking carrots now. He's not cooking Basa Mechalov. But 2 hours ago he cooked Basa Mechalov there. So now you're stoking him with Vashal Basa Mechalov. Ah, but I'm not Mechavid. I'm not Mechavid Lekha. I'm not Mechavid Lekha. So, but it's a psikreshe. But it's a suffix, because I don't know. But that suffix is the suffix about the past. The suffix about the past according to Rabbi Kivega, is not called a Safek. Because that's just a Chisar and Yediyah. You don't know. If it's there, it'll definitely be Bishul. Like Rabbi, somebody told me once when Rabbi David Miller gave an example of, like, if you're not sure whether you closed the light in the fridge. So when you open the fridge, so many people hold that if the light wasn't shut off, so even though you're not interested in light, but that's a secretion. But say you don't know, maybe it was shut off. So it's a suffix secretion. So suffix secretion is not secretion. But according to Rabbi Kivega, that's a suffix secretion of Shavar, because it's all tali on what the Matzias is in the past. Was the light shut or not?
So according to the Taz, if you're in the super about in the refrigerator, you can open it. According to the Taz.
According to the Taz, yeah.
According to Rabbi Kivega, it's only a homer. If it's a
subject to creation, no, then there are other reasons it could be a chumra. Because maybe, maybe a bishul achabishul for a basim chalav, things like that. It could be other reasons.
I didn't understand. All those reasons that Rosh Hashanah gave, either a bishul achabishul, or the second reason that maybe there's a bliya of basim chalav in the thing. Isn't it all assuming that there's just blues, but isn't it enough shash that maybe they're cooking meat now and there's a blue of color? That's not Yimishlach HaBishol, the blue of...
Right. But that's another issue that's aimed at her official B'Kach.
Well, in that B'Kach means it's two blues, but if there's a blue of color going into Vassar, that's the prototypical case of Tom Kitt.
No, but that could be only a blue of... That could be when there's a B'en of Vassar and Cholov. But no one cooks. If you want to get a Tom Busser, Tom Cholov in your Busser, you take milk and you put me and you cook it together. You don't take a milk and pot that you used 2 hours ago, empty, and now I want to get, you know.
Everyone who says, why don't we run Tom Kitt because the Busser Cholov is assuming that would also be considered beneficial.
Right, but he's saying that that's not there. That's another reason.
Why isn't that beneficial? Because the Cholov is not the end.
Yeah, when you want to cook something, and you don't take a... I want to cook milk and meat. So I take milk and I take meat and I cook it together. I don't take a milk and pot that was used 10 hours ago and meat and cook it empty. That's not the derech to do that.
So you think that's through you're going to answer that question.
Yeah.
So with the other poskim, I think they may borrow...
Yeah, so those are the different... Okay, so that's the first chumra of the Ramah. The second chumra back on page 6. Old kotsu, the ein la'arev mayim shehidichu bu kli basa and mayim shehidichu bu kli cholof. The li table for the ha-behema. Tasurim b'hano. In other words, if you have water that you clean fleshik of kalim, and then you have water that you clean milk of kalim, and now you want to mix the two waters together and give it to an animal, a behemoth, so it becomes now basa b'chalav, so therefore it's also b'hana. So you can't give that water to the behemoth. So where does that come from? So he quotes that from the Marivayel, page 3, Kafalf. Ein marvi mayim shehutchu bo ka'oros sabosim, mayim shehutchu bo ka'oros shal kolof, v'litein osam mayim le behema, v'avi bosim kolof v'osu behana.
Okay.
Page 3. So, again, so why is that just a chumrah? So, if we look again in the Baruch HaShulchan, page 12. So it has to be Kli Rishon, right? The Sarva Roskin, the Moki Nain also Banosh, Ain Zedar Bishop. So first of all, it has to be Kli Rishon. So maybe who says that's Kli Rishon? It could be a Kli Shein therein. That they're cleaning the pots. And you need mamachos, or else it's not really derech mishum. But that was a harocha chametzias. So I feel you need dichu v'ros can be kli rishon. A chakak shen tzarvu him kli sheni. Kol shekein had behad the yeah. That's the third. So he says, first of all, it's not necessarily Kli Rishon, and then you need the end. You need Mamashas, so it's not really Derech Bishul Bekach. So that's another reason why it's a Chumrah.
What? In the Chumrah, it's not one Kedera. Why do we normally say that the Ish from the Kedera actually burns up all the Basar or Chol that's there, and therefore you stoke it and you're going to the pot won't be a problem, because it already burns up.
You're having milk of water, flesh of water.
That was the previous one of their mouth. The case of you can't stoke the claim.
Yeah.
So if there's any basar or chalav in there, it's going to be burnt up by the flame. So
not necessarily. I mean, you need libun or shakalim. It's not necessarily burnt up.
Okay. Why did we use the example of you have two separate pots? You washed dairy in a separate keli and meat in a separate keli and mix them together. Why do you use this kind of an example? Why didn't you just say that the water was initially in the same pot? What is the kiddush of that?
This is a common scenario. People clean their fleisha kelim, they clean their mikol kelim, and then when they finish with all the waters, they put the two waters together.
But if they're together in the same pot to begin with,
what does that mean to begin with? But usually people won't do to put it in the same pot together.
Aren't those two waters, by the time you actually finish, going to be cold anyways to begin with?
Well, when you did it, he's talking about that you did it still hot. And even if it's still hot, it might not be a problem because it's already maybe in a time they get together, is it a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Rishon, and there's no Be'en, so it's not Derech Mishul Bekach.
So is your Kavosh
like in the Kavosh is all liquid. If it's Be'en, you know, Kavosh Kavushel is also not Derech Mishul Bekach.
Didn't you know there must have even washed them?
Yeah. Number five, Mariel says, page 5, Amma Marisegel, Mai the Chafif is Harosh. Sha'osi Me'efa Kira, Shabishlu Sham, Achali Basim Chalov.
That's the third
of
your point, right?
Yes. So, you're making shampoo. They take the burnt part when you cook the ketira, so things burn up, you have ashes. You take the ashes in the ketira that you cooked mamasar, kukolov. So you shouldn't put them in a kli kosher, because the ashes might have some you can make the shampoo from the ashes, but the ashes could have little pieces of meat and little pieces of milk from different times you use them. Now you're going to put it together and cook it together to make the shampoo. So you're going to have basar b'chalav because you're taking ashes that you use to make the meat dish and ashes that you use to make milk dish. Now you're putting them together to make this shampoo. And so maybe now you're going to trape off your kli. So he says, so we discussed this already when we do that placey and the. So on page 13, Sif Lam Gimel, first word in the line of Shane, the culture came by Dina Shlishi, Mechapitha Sarosh. Sif Lam Gimel, page 13, the first word in the line of Shane. The culture came by Dina Shlishi, Mechapitha Sarosh, Osi Me'efer, Shebekira. The Vadek Ver Nisraf Kol Halachuchis. The Gam with Tam of Gam. This is the time of Galam, Afer. Adaram says, Bosom Cholot, Osir Afim Bosom Rosh Lana, right? Shaloka Derech Achila. Right? That's the Gemara Pesachim, that there's no tour of Shaloka Derech Achila by Bosom Cholot, because it doesn't say Achila. So then what's the problem? He says, Zeu, Shekvar Nasim. If it was originally basa b'cholav, and now you put something that makes it bad, so that's only shaloka derech, and that's going to be chayiv. But if you make it initially, al yidei dvarim hapogmim, zelo shamanu. Medino kichol ha'isurim denosetam v'kam mutar. From here, the original basa b'cholav was denosetam v'kam, so So the clean probably making it do would be kosher. Because it's Afer. Afer's pogan.
Why is the shampoo what they're, I don't know.
Because it's not that the you're not getting hana from the bus. The thing that's giving you the quality of shampoo is the afer, not the basa b'cholav.
So we're worried about that.
We're only worried about that you're going to make it in your kosher kli and you're going to trape up the kli. We're not even worried about hanor the basa b'cholav. Because you're not really getting hanor from the basa b'cholav, but you might be traping up your kli. That's the third one. Then he says, "Lachein yishle back in the Ramah, on page 6. The last word of the line is Lachein. Lachein yishle also gam kim nishtamish min agadeir shal atanurim shebeis achorif. They had the beis achorif, that was with the fireplace. And sometimes they would, so that was to heat up the house. But sometimes they would take chanurim and they would put it on top of the base of choref to warm up the food. So it'd be slashes. Mishum the nitzim alei mufonim basar the cholav minakdeish and vashmu matanurim. So there would be milk and spills in these tanurim. There would be milk spills and flesh spills. Yeah, and one thing on the Shach, Shlomo and Sifkan Chof discusses what you said. Hadol Mitzah, by the time Chavisa Rosh, or Nene, Bishop de Rechaz Rosh, who came into Eno Dorma Shalachim, or Choshev Hanach, came in to Eno Nene Megufa Isser. You're saying you're not Nene from Megufa Isser, right? That's Sifkan Chof. Okay, so then let's look again at the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 13, last word one is V'chein. V'chein v'kadeh shal tanuri v'yizkor v'rach ha-shashub album. V'chein kol elo elo chumasri. Yeah. So we're afraid that sometimes you heat up the food on the base of choref and it spills.
It spills into where?
In the tanner of the base of choref. In other words, you have a fireplace. So so sometimes you want to heat up food, milk, sometimes meat, and then there's splashes.
Heat it in the fireplace?
So, one second. So if you look back in the Ramah, he writes, on page 6. He says, "V'chein yesh l'asa gam kein mishtamish min ha-kedeiros shel ha-tanurim shebeveis ha-korech. Mishum denitzim aleim ufonim basa v'cholav min ha-kedeiros shebevashlim ha-tanurim." Yeah, so if you take a look at the Marival, let's take a look at the Marival. Page 3, bottom line. Hakadosh Yisroel mitoch ha-tanurim shel beis ha-choref. So you have the Tumchan v'omayim. So you have what? Kederos that are in the tanner of the Beis HaChorif. Means the, you have in the fireplace. Mchamim bo mayim. Ain't stopping gross of mayim. So you have water in the fireplace. Water's getting heated up. So the thing is, sometimes you put food nearby to heat up the food. And you get splashes. Sometimes the meat splashes into the water, sometimes the milk. Ain't stopping most of my little muscle of the home, some of the fun, the seam of theirs in muscle of the corner, meet these minerals some of theirs. So in the fireplace they kept hot water. So, but they would also put their pots there once in a while to reheat them. In other words, they would cook at a regular tanner, but they would reheat in the tanner Beis HaChorev. So, but there were spills. And they would have water, constant water, in the Tanur Beis HaChorev. That was the heating system. So if you're going to take some of that water, there might be Basim Cholov. Because sometimes there's spills of meat, sometimes it spills of milk. And it's only a kashash that the spills ever happen, like the Aruch HaShulchan said. So the Mela, it's only a chumrah. Right. Right, it's to heat up the...
Where was the tandoorim in relation to the Beis HaKhor in this scenario?
In the Beis... The Beis HaKhor is a little room. And they have this tandoor, like a fireplace.
But the tandoor is separate from the fireplace.
The tandoor is the fireplace.
Oh.
So it's to heat up the apartment. So there's water there that they kept there, and then sometimes they would put food there, even though that wasn't really where they cooked the food, but they heated up the food there. So, but sometimes they would spill some meat into the water, and sometimes some milk in the water. So if you use that water, there's milk and meat in that water. Yeah.
The actual, I don't know, it's talking about the water. It's talking about water.
Right.
But aren't we applying that to the actual... When it comes down to the halakha, it's talking about the pot. I mean, they have water there, whatever, for steam, whatever it is.
Right.
You can't, like, take a cup of that water.
Right.
But we somehow warp that into that you shouldn't use any pot.
Right, well...
Yeah,
you shouldn't even use the pot because it's supposed to be called in the pot. I mean, there's...
But is like any pot that was used in the Beis HaKhor you shouldn't use.
Right.
Is that easy saying you shouldn't heat things up in the town of Beis HaKhor for your food? It's different than the Mariah. Mariah was
talking
about the water. That was the general water that they probably used for steam or something.
Okay, these laws of the establishment had Kedera, so I can use the Beis HaKhor, so we see this one before me. Also, follow me like a day, so we can have lost them with Tanur. We have a little first of all there.
Right. You shouldn't heat things up in the vase.
No, he's just saying that you shouldn't use the water or the pot that has the water.
I can only assume that she's saying.
Yes, so those.
The kederos of the water.
Yes, right.
And not your personal.
Right.
No, I can only assume that she's saying.
Okay, again, it's all chumras. I'm not sure. There's a sefer called Pri Hadar. It was written by Rav Pinchas Friedman. Rav Pinchas Friedman was famous for his Mamarim, printed in the Machane Haredi. So he wrote a sefer that most people never heard of. The Prima Gadol of Hilchos Basa Mecholah. So he just points out that if you look at the Prima Gadols all over the place, you'll find like three different Prima Gadols regarding the question of the Yesh Bishol, Achar Bishol, Basa Mecholah or not. He quotes them all on page 20. And he tries to give a Yishuv. He says, Vorkan, this is Pei Zayin. Prima Gadol says Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Basa Mecholah. Vilna Rashi called Yachad. So that's Pei Zayin. So what's the first one here on page 15? He quotes Shut Shar Ephraim. Chem Hashem Bishol Mikderes Basa Ben Yomo. So you have butter, and it was cooked in a meat pot. So now there's blea of meat in the butter. So now the butter is basa mecholah. So now you can use that, and you can make, and from that butter that had the meat blea, you can make a candle, And you can use that for Neir's Chanukah. So he says it's mutter. Because mitzvahs d'rabbanan, mami lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. So it's not a question of getting hanok. But the question is, because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, even my mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The question is, but what about, is it a bishul? Bashal b'chalof?
It's over
on Bishulo. So you see from here, so the whole and he's assuming here that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, even Basam Cholov that was cooked once before and was made into Basam Cholov through Bishul, now he uses it for the there's Chanukah, forget about the Hanoh aspect. Bishul Basam Cholov. So that's the discussion here. That the Shar Frame says it's okay. It's Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitu. But he says the Eliyahu Zutta said, what are you talking about? It's Biyasim Midin Bishul Basim Chol. So
the Boyer is Abayi Samar Mitzvah. The Boyer, he gives two examples. The Boyer is Abayi and he used for Nechanukah.
Yeah.
The Nechanukah is one thing, but the Boyer is Abayi.
But it's still Bishul Basim Chol. So he's saying the Sharfrayim says it's not a problem with Mitzvahs Lav Lehenos Nitnu. But isn't it it's Bishul when you. What? But when you light the candle, that's you bring. That's called being mevashal the candle. There's a famous Chasam Sofer that says no, that bishul means that you cook something and it still remains. Here the candle is getting consumed. So the Chasam Sofer has a word in one of his truvas that you don't say bishul when something is getting consumed, even though you're heating it up. So that would be an answer, but he's not. He doesn't explain it. In other words, but he's just the hanacha of this. Thing is that there should be a problem with bishul, even though, assuming not like the chasam sof as he sowed, but even though it was cooked once before, but yechar bishul achar bishul be basam b'cholof. So that's this prima gadol. One second. Then there's another prima gadol. Where he quotes here on page 21, it's mishpat zozav kuf hei beis. Where he says. No, bishul basam b'cholov is if you cook the meat alone once before, and you cook the milk alone once before, and now for the first time you're kicking them together, that's basam b'cholov. You don't think you need raw meat and raw milk. But in a hanami, if they were together once through bishul, and now you're doing it a second, that's not going to be a problem. That's in kuf hei base. If something was kovash in milk, and now you cook it, so that's bishul basam cholov, because kovash is not mevushal midaraisa, it's only midrabban. But if it was already cooked once, then you cook it the second time. Ein bishul achar bishul. But he says, Miu, basham mevushal, v'cholov mevushal, if it was cooked separately, and now you're cooking it together for the first time, that's basham mecholov. So that's the second prima gadol. And then he quotes you the third prima gadol. So that prima gadim is so sir the other prima gadim, because the other prima gadim says that this bishul achar bishul even bebasar b'cholov. And this prima gadim, that's in Pei Zayin. And the Kuf Hei, he's saying no. That if once there was cooked together through bishul, there's ein bishul achar bishul bebasar b'cholov. So he says on page 21 in the second paragraph on the right side, Rishnik suvim sosim zev zev. So Ba Kosov Ashwishi, there's a third prima gadim in Orchayim, the Yachriya. So you give Moshe Kosov Sim Kufhei. Which makes the most sense. That if it was cooked together once before, then you already made it Basim Chalof. And Mamela, that's why the Shar Ephraim didn't say that the Neir Chanukah was an issue of Bishul Basim Cholov, but rather it was an issue of getting Hanoah, and to that he says, Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Tidnu. So he thinks the Ikir Halacha is that once it's cooked together and it's Basim Cholov, to cook it a second time doesn't make it, you didn't do anything. Because the Basim Cholov was created from before. Mrs. Lavlenos means when you're not supposed to get Hanoah from something. Mm-hmm. And your Hanoah is you did it for. In other words, I'm not going to get Hanoah. Somebody, Reuven says to Shimon, I can't get Hanoah from you. I take a nether, I won't get Hanoah from you. Could he use Shimon's lulav? So the halacha is he could use it, because using a lulav is doing a mitzvah, and doing a mitzvah is not considered hanah. So the same thing, doing the mitzvah of Chanukah is not considered hanah, even you using the candle that's basar b'cholov. There's one. And then this, and then if you want to see back to the shampoo case that Shlomo you were talking about, so the Placey on page 24 speaks a little more about it. Kira Shazov Mikderis, Pasim Chol, Spashal, Matom, Zaleka, Eifra, Vinesra, Vachaka, Shaboy, Matach Hamayim, Mimei Chavasas, and Rachit, Mamtach, the Eifra Pogman, Pasim Chol, the Tadessa, Inamon, Al Paguma, once it's made, so Pogman's not going to help. So he has the kasha, but if you say Hanan, so then the water became basam chalof. So then, but the water is using the shampoo from the water. So in other words, if the shampoo now has the bleas of the basam chalof, so then it's a Hanan in the water. So even though it's the Afer, but it's the Hanan in the water that's helping, so that's the place is Kasha. So the Chavazda says...
Because he should get Hanan from the Gof Ezra?
Because, there was milk and there was Basim Cholov there, and now you're going to... The shampoo is going to be the water with the Afer. So, but that shampoo is a Basim Cholov. So even though it's not the Basim Cholov that is doing the shampoo for you, but there's basim cholov in your shampoo, and therefore, and if you say Hanan, so now the water is a shtick nevela, is a shtick basim cholov. So then and you're getting Hanan from the water, which is your shampoo. So how can you do that? That's the so
that's the cash of the place. See, so the Chavis Das answers that what? It says, the Lord read of Issa Hanoah, Hatikha Nasis the Veil, Shea Gufa Hatikha Asub Hanoah. Came to Rakhis in the Rabbanan. He says that by Hanoah you don't say Kanan.
Only by Akiva.
Yeah. Came to Rakhis in the Rabbanan. That was Tagmeinim, etc. Okay. Something to think about. Yeah. Frame Begladim is to, he's in Orchaim, he agrees with Kufhei.
Well, did we see that?
Yeah. So what's the he's having the so who what page is that?
25.
Oh, that was that. One second. Give us the sari here. Shom basa imacholov, because it's not derech bishul. It wasn't. It's just mixed together. You had afer from. You have afer shall cholov and afer shall basa, and then you mix them together. So that's only the Rabban, it wasn't Mavushal. So that's, so Mavela, so you have mixed together milk and meat, and that's, so there's milk and meat in your shampoo, but it's just mixed together, it's not Vishal. So Mavela is only Basim Chol Mid Rabban.
That's
what the Mahana. And Mavela, no, so Mavela, and he's saying that, and there's not going to be any Kanan on the in other words, when you took the ashes that had meat and the ashes that had milk,
I mean it was a revision every
aspect. It says, "All kosher daklia shalosim bo ma'im lechafifa sarosh ein l'shamish bo tosim me'efer shal k'tirim v'diusul sarosh shem basu v'cholov." Right? Okay, yesh losu gamkil l'shamish v'nagdei. Yeah. So he made like the Mariel said there. He made. Yeah.
The
Zimmy is for that,
more the
opposite
than
the right
side, you would say that also.
Yeah, so he's saying that, what? That there wouldn't be any, okay, 1 second. כדי להביא את ביתר גופה, משהו מוטו ובהיבו. So the Ibn Baruch says, מה שהמיין נעשה לבי לו, אין לו מדי רבון. תוך מי מוסף החול מדי רבון, שמוטו בהנוח. So he says that in other words, you had real basar, real cholov, right? And now, but the water also becomes basar, so that's katicha, so the mayim becomes the vela. The fact that the mayim becomes the vela, and it's only a din derabanan. So therefore, it's not more chomer than pasim chol. It could be pasim chol deraisa, the milk and the meat, but that's not giving you. You're not getting chana from the milk and the meat. Is not what you're cleaning your hair. So it's only the tam of the milk of the meat that went into the water. That's the shampoo. So, right? So that, he says, the fact that we're calling that kanan is only a din derabanan. So therefore, it can't be more chomer than any other din derabanan, where it says mutar b'hana. Because he's saying the chanan and the water is a din derabanan.
We don't say chanan. There's
pieces of milk, pieces of meat, and they're ashes. And then they got.
Why? Why
do
we say the
rice
or it's nothing? Why
do
you say it's
the rice? Because what do we do over here? We cook them together, and now so you have the be'ed is the raisa, and now we have a basa b'chol of, now we have a tam iser in the shampoo. One second.
I'm assuming that this all happened really.
Right. But then, what is it? It's and now you want to say chanan on the shampoo. You want to say chanan on the shampoo to ask even the water shabot. That you have to say that the water shabot has a din of Nasis de Vela, so that maybe is only the Rabbanan, because maybe the Chanan of Basim Chol is the meat and the milk is the Chanan. Now the water, to say that's Chanan, maybe that's only the Rabbanan.
I believe
Basim Chol
is only the
Rabbanan. I believe Basim Chol to say Chanan on that that's Basim.
Because that's Chanan Shai Surah.
Right. That's Chanam Shari Surim, it's only, it's not the Yitzira, the Basim Achal, so that's Chanam Shari Surim, right? That's the best way to say it.
And that's a regular rule, it's not like a special thing, it's just like, okay,
right. Because Basim Achal is only the initial formation of the Basim Achal, but then when it goes on to other things, that's like Rabbi Tuckett said, that's Chanam Shari Surim, because that's the second. Once Basim Achal is formed, that's the belief of Basim Achal.
So we're assuming that in this water shampoo, that's not when the initial bleed is happening.
Right. The initial bleed is the...
Is the apron, whatever.
Is the be'ed of the Basa B'chol.
That happened in the apron or something. Like
yeah.
That. And now that's when we get in the shampoo...
That's the second step.
Second step, and then we have like the one...
I think ultimately he's uptouching the Kamstas.
Because underneath the Rivki Eger wants to say that this is like the impossible call of Kiddush even by the right?
Okay. Okay, so I must say, Mezzer Shem have Shia Wednesday. We mentioned at the beginning, next week we'll have Monday and Tuesday. Okay, that's the plan, Mezzer Shem.